The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to the Acme Packing Company podcast feed. This is Tex Western from Friday at the 2024 NFL Scouting Combine. Thanks for joining us. Had to skip a mini pod yesterday, but I'm going to break down all of Thursday's events as well as the interviews from this morning on Friday today. Starting off Thursday, we had the DBs and tight ends in the room with the media doing their thing. Started off really with the safety group and a couple of really good interviews in the room. I want to start with Wake Forest's Malik Mustafa. He's a guy who transferred from Richmond to Wake Forest 2 years ago and had 2 years playing at the FBS level and the Power 5 level. A real versatile guy. He's a little smaller, a little thicker body type, about 5'10", 210 pounds or so. But he said his coach has really let him play all over the field, played a lot deep in the post. He played a lot in the box. He played a lot of slot snaps as well. And certainly the versatility to play all those different positions is something that he feels is certainly very important to show NFL teams right now. That was kind of one of the big themes really with the whole safety group, was just talking about versatility, talking about how important it is to be able to play in the slot lineup against slot receivers, blitz from the slot, as well as being able to play kind of the more conventional box and post safety positions. So Mustafa's an interesting guy to watch. I'll certainly be keeping an eye on him as he works out this afternoon on Friday. If he tests well, he's, again, a little shorter than the Packers tend to go for in the defensive backfield, but he's a little bit of a bigger body. I think there's some real potential there. Another guy who was a very good interview, Javon Bullard, one of the safeties from the University of Georgia. Just a real charismatic guy. Also sort of, you know, talked about that versatility. Used a lot deep, used a lot in the slot as well. But Bullard could be kind of either Bullard or Mustafa, maybe in that late day two range as potential Packers picks. Certainly with Green Bay having five picks in the top 100, two each in the second and third rounds, that's going to give them some flexibility to potentially address the safety position. Those two were, again, a couple of great interviews. The other one that I wanted to call out was Tyler Newbin from Minnesota, who's kind of jockeying for position to be one of the top safeties potentially taken in this April's draft. Newbin had a lot of, you know, a lot of good comments to provide, but one of the things that he was talking about at length was the reason he chose number 27 as his number in Minnesota, and it's because his uncle, Steve King, who played at Michigan with Charles Woodson in the defensive backfield, wore 27, was a real big influence on Newbin growing up in the Chicago area. His uncle Steve King passed away, unfortunately, from a sudden heart condition about 10 years ago or so. He was a local high school football coach, and Newbin really credited him with instilling a love of football and really kind of developing him as a youngster. And said that wearing 27 is certainly very important to him as a result of that. So great kid. Newman's certainly a ball hawk. Did a lot of had a lot of interceptions, pass breakups from the deep safety position. But again, that versatility piece was something he brought up as well. And it seems like that's something that all of the safeties are getting coached up on to really talk about this week. Moving over to the cornerback position, a couple of names stand out with some potential Packers connections. Cooper DeJean, the Iowa corner, he's probably the you know, one of the most frequently mocked players to the Packers so far in this draft process. He's not going to be working out. He's still dealing with an injury that he suffered late in the season, fibula injury, so lower leg thing. But he's hoping he should be ready to go and work out fully at Iowa's Pro Day. Cooper DeJean is extremely polished as a interview candidate and at the podium. Certainly comes from an Iowa program where they prepare guys for the entire part of or the entirety of the pre-draft process, and very kind of emotionless, actually robotic, I think is a word I used to describe him yesterday, and just really didn't show any sort of emotion or anything. He did get asked right off the bat. Someone asked him what it's like to be a white cornerback, and he didn't take any sort of bait on that and just kind of ignored it and just said, yeah, I'm just a cornerback. I'm going to go out and do my job. So be interesting to follow DeJean if what position he ends up playing in the NFL. Certainly he has cornerback or safety size, a little over 6 foot, 200 and change. So the size is there to play either position, play in the slot. He can certainly be a fit there just about anywhere in the secondary for any number of teams. And then the other corner who was a particularly interesting interview was Max Melton, the younger brother of Packers receiver Bo Melton. Interesting kind of learning about their relationship with one another. Max didn't actually play corner until his last year of high school. And so growing up, it wasn't like the two guys were really going after each other and competing against one another. They were actually both wide receivers through most of their youth and through high school. And so they were actually working with one another rather than kind of working opposite their brother in practice and drills and things. It wasn't really until Max got to Rutgers, where Bo was 2 years older than him and 2 years down the line, and Max had finally moved to corner and was playing corner for Rutgers, that the two guys were actually really able to line up against one another on a regular basis. But he did say, Max said, that most of the Rutgers guys knew that there was nobody else that was going to get the one-on-ones in practice with Bo other than him. He wasn't going to let any of his other teammates do that. And so it was fun to hear him talk about just the relationship that those two guys had. He said when Bo Melton scored his touchdown against the 49ers in the playoffs, Max said he threw his phone across the room because he was so excited for his brother, even though, interestingly, Max said he grew up a 49ers fan. Certainly an interesting connection there. Melton weighed in today, this Friday, at about 5'11", 187. So that's probably tall enough for the Packers, and they like their corners closer to usually closer to 200 pounds. But that's just kind of along the Jair Alexander size, just a little bit more height. So certainly could be in the mix for the Packers somewhere in maybe the end of day two, early day three. See how he runs today as well. So we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that, and we'll be talking about that throughout the afternoon on Friday here. Moving on from interviews on Thursday to Thursday's workouts, some of the guys that I talked about on the Wednesday pod when we, after having interviewed some of the front seven guys, there were some great, great workouts. 40 times were up. Really across the board, it was a good group of linebackers, D linemen. And really starting with the linebacker position, mentioned Peyton Wilson out of NC State last time. He set the pace for the entire day with a 4.43 40-yard dash. Great time for him. Long, lean guy, 6'4", 234-ish. But he moved real well and was real explosive out of his stance. Edifuan Ulofosio, the Washington kid who talked to at length, had a great, great workout as well. Ran a 4.56 at just under 240 pounds, and was super explosive too. He had almost a 40-inch vertical, which was one of the best of the linebackers, and a 10'8" broad jump, which was also among the best at the position. Overall, Next Gen Stats gave him the fifth best overall combine athleticism score, and he ended up with an RAS of about 9.5. So certainly, you know, showing himself out well with a really good performance. He's an older player, again, played 6 years at Washington, will be 24 on draft day, but a player like that in the mid rounds, could very well be a day one contributor on defense for a team like the Packers. Moving on to defensive line, interior lineman, especially the story of the day was Braden Fisk out of Florida State, transfer out of Western Michigan, local guy here in Indiana, from near the Indiana-Michigan border, but he absolutely blew up the combine and certainly had the best day really of anybody. At 6'4 and 292 pounds, he ran a 4.78 40, absurd, and then had a real good shuttle time at that size as well of 4.37 seconds. Anything under 4.4 at that size is phenomenal. And then also had almost a 10-foot broad jump, 33.5-inch vert. Braden Fisk is a guy that you could look at now as making some noise, and he had a real good year again at Florida State in his final season. He could be knocking on the door with numbers like this of potentially being a fringe first-round candidate. Packers could certainly potentially look at a guy like that in maybe the second round. He'd be maybe a candidate to be like a three-tech interior lineman. Certainly not going to be a nose, but could kind of be a rotational three-tech guy. Just a matter of, if the value lines up and if the Packers actually want to invest more in the defensive line, which looks like it's actually a fairly deep group of interior linemen at this point. Another one to mention, Chris Jenkins from Michigan, had a real good 40 time of 4.91 seconds. He had a little bit of a significantly slower shuttle, actually about 4.8 seconds than compared to Fisk being under 4.4. But certainly Jenkins was explosive, good vert, good broad, and doing that all at about 6'3 and 300 pounds. So guy can move. Comparatively to his dad versus his uncle, Chris Jenkins and Colin Jenkins, still think he moves more like Colin. Partially just that, they're similar body sizes, but the younger Chris was moving pretty well, especially in a straight line in terms of his explosiveness. And then moving over to the edge group, couple guys to mention there. It's going to be really interesting to see which of the two top edge guys goes first. Dallas Turner out of Alabama, Jared Verse out of Florida State. Both of those guys had pretty darn good performances. Turner really opened some eyes with 4.46, one of the fastest times of anybody all day long. He was 6'3", 247 pounds. Great 10-yard split, crazy explosiveness. He jumped over 40 inches in the vertical, and certainly putting his stamp on trying to be the first edge rusher taken in the draft. And then Jared Verse, the Florida State guy, also big, tall, long guy, 6'4", 254, ran in under 4.6, 4.58 for his time, and also had some good explosiveness numbers. Shuttle and cone drill for Verse, he was one of the few guys who did actually run it yesterday. There was only a handful of players, really at any of the positions, that did the agility drills. This is continuing a trend that we've been seeing over the last several years now. But Verse did do them, didn't put up great times, 7.31 in the three cone, 4.44 in the shuttle. Again, that's a slower shuttle than Fisk ran, at about 40 pounds heavier than Verse was. But Verse did also then go out and put up 31 reps on the bench press today and really give a good explosiveness and strength score for his combine performance. So again, very interested to see which one of those two guys goes first. Seems like right now both of them are probably in the top 15 conversation. Would expect both to go off the board somewhere in that range, not lasting past maybe the 15th pick or so. And then one other name to mention, Chop Robinson, the Penn State line edge rusher, defensive end. He ran a fantastic 40 as well. I believe it was a 4.44. 4.48 was the official number for Chop Robinson, but he could be kind of a fringe bottom of the first round player, mid to late first round. And also, again, solid vertical, solid broad jump. So another kind of in that same sort of mold as Verse, about 6'3", 254. So that's a little bit of a look at the workouts. Again, we'll get a I'm going to be down at Lucas Oil today to get a firsthand look at the defensive backs. So we'll see how some of those guys who were in the interview room yesterday perform down on the field. But certainly workouts starting at 3 o'clock. By the time you listen to this, that may be underway or wrapped up, but can break down a little bit of that later on. Moving on, we'll wrap up by looking at Friday's interviews. So today we had the quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs who came into the room. With the Packers, certainly I was focusing more on some interesting running back prospects, but did sit in on a handful of quarterback and wide receiver pressers. And certainly Caleb Williams is one of the big stories of this whole combine, and his decision not to work out, not to even do the medical testing here in Indy is something that's been really picked apart. And he was asked right off the bat if he was scared to compete against the other quarterbacks, and had certainly a very rehearsed answer, knew something like that was going to be coming. But what's interesting is he did say he will go through any of the medical testing that teams that bring him in for a top 30 in-person visit want him to go through. But it's just an interesting, unusual strategy that I can't recall ever hearing before of only being willing to do private medicals with individual teams rather than go through the full barrage of testing here in Indianapolis so that everybody has access to the same information. Michael Penix from Washington had is just a real interesting guy. Six-year guy, came out of the University of Indiana and then transferred out to Washington after several years with injuries. Obviously helped lead Washington to the national title game this year, but he had a pretty good line when somebody asked him if he had heard that people were saying his draft stock was slipping. He says, "What, like, people are saying that? Like, are they actually saying that? I don't know. I've never heard that." So Penix was good, though. Talked a lot about his receivers, Rome Odunze, Jalen Polk, Jalen McMillan. Big group of guys here from the University of Washington, very large contingent. Odunze was a fun interview as well. He's just a real charismatic guy. Maybe one of the best lines of the day came from Odunze, who was asked if he could land a plane in an emergency, and very much appreciate his self-awareness and said, "No, we're going down. All souls are perished in that case." So appreciate a guy with good self-awareness and a good sense of humor. Speaking of that, moving on to the running backs, one of the best interviews today was Audric Estime out of Notre Dame. Bigger back, kind of power guy. Notre Dame, obviously a big, a kind of a pro-ready program, an offensive scheme, and did a lot of everything at Notre Dame, including a lot of pass protection. But Estime was eager to talk about his secret hobbies, as he called it. He's got a lot of interesting passions and things off the football field. Talks about how he really likes to cook, how he likes to sing, and kind of gave an example of both of those today. Said I asked him what his go-to meal to impress somebody would be, and he said definitely cooking up a steak or ribeye would be his go-to. And then somebody asked him what song he'd sing for karaoke. And he basically was like, I'll sing anything. What do you want me to sing? And so somebody mentioned, all right, well, sing a few bars of Sweet Caroline. So he led the whole media scrum in a quick chorus of Sweet Caroline, which I don't think I've ever heard a player actually get the entire media group to sing along with him in a presser. So that was a first. But certainly a interesting potential big power back for a team like the Packers. Could be a good fit there. Speaking of that type of back, Braylon Allen, the Wisconsin running back, was up there talking for a little bit. Had some fun comments about the post where he put up a picture of himself when he was 17 in the weight room. And I got some real good replies from other athletes, especially around Wisconsin. J.J. Watt posted the picture of him looking fairly skinny at the age of 17, and Alan laughed about that a little bit, and he said his favorite reply was from Brewers' Christian Yelich, who posted a pretty good picture of him at 17 years old. Tweeted that out on the Acme Packing Company account earlier today, so He had a good laugh about that. But Allen, again, big guy, has played at a very, you know, big weight, you know, up in the 240s, close to 250 at Wisconsin. But I asked him on what he thinks his ideal playing weight is. He said probably more like 230 to 240, anywhere in the 230s is probably where he said he feels like he'd be at his best. And that would be down a little bit from where he was playing for much of his career at Wisconsin. Finally, and kind of an under-the-radar guy that I wanted to mention is Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State. And certainly if that program rings a bell, that's where the Packers drafted Tucker Kraft out of in the third round of last year's draft. Back-to-back defending national champions, I believe, in FCS, and that was something that the Davis was real proud of and passionate about, and you know, wanting to make sure to stay there instead of move on and have some opportunities to transfer, but really put a stamp on the program, had back-to-back huge seasons as the starting running back, and he's also got a couple of his offensive linemen from SDSU who are here with him this week as well. Might get a chance to talk to one or two of them tomorrow. But I did ask Davis about Kraft. Said certainly it was exciting to see one of his former teammates really break out a little bit down the stretch. And I asked him specifically about those hurdles, if he knew that was something that Kraft could do. He said he hadn't really seen that in college, but knew that Kraft was a real good athlete. But Davis himself is another bigger back, maybe just shy of 6 foot, but about 220 pounds. So he's a you know, a little bit of a power guy, but he's got some speed to him. I'll be very curious to see how he works out tomorrow, and that could be another guy who could be in the mix, maybe in those mid rounds somewhere early on day three of the draft for the Packers. So we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for joining us again. We'll be out at the Combine the rest of the day today, and we'll try to get a few quotes from some offensive linemen tomorrow before we wrap it up from here, and then certainly the offensive players will be working out in the stadium tomorrow, and then on Sunday wrapping up with the offensive linemen. Keep it at Acme Packing Company for everything related to the Combine. Thanks as always for joining us and listening, and go Pack Go!